Hello, Coach.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Well, what's jumped out at you in looking at the 49ers on film so far?
I think just to watch them the last 3 weeks, I think they're back to playing their type of football. You know, I think they won all three games. The way they're playing up front, that's always fun to watch. I think they got a good offensive line. They do some good things up front, run the ball well. I think they took over the game there in the fourth quarter last week, the way they did a lot of times last year with the different formations, the different things they do physically. Great running back. Quarterback again is I think they're just playing to their strengths again. I think you saw that in the last three games, and then so that's I think they're back doing what they do well, and that's why they'll be a great challenge for us once again. After coming off of Seattle, a tough loss at Seattle and Kansas City, this is another tough game for us.
As a former offensive lineman, does anybody jump out at you on the offensive line?
Yeah, I like that whole group. I've watched them for the last few years as they've been obviously in the Super Bowl last year, but playing well. I watched these guys, Staley, when he came out, and the left guard, and I just think that whole group is playing well together, and they use them the right way. I mean, they'll have six linemen in there at times. They do a lot of three tight end stuff. I mean, they mix it up a lot, which I think is good, and they're big. I mean, they're 300, 320, 330, 325, and that's some big men out there, and I think anyone that's played the position, especially myself as an offensive lineman, love to watch that type of football, and that's what we're trying to develop here also. But they're doing it at a good level, and first couple games they're throwing the ball a little bit more, and I think the last three, when they've won all three, they've gone back to what they're really good at.
Well, you said the odds aren't great that Jake Locker will play this week. Has that changed at all?
No, we'll go out to practice here shortly. The good thing is he's progressing very well, and a lot of the soreness is gone from the last 2 weeks of the injury. So now it's just a matter of him starting to get back into the football drills and seeing how fast he progresses. He's cleared as far as medically. He's fine. He's healed up. But now it's just a matter of how long does it take to go back to playing the position and to be able to take a hit and do those type of things that a quarterback has to do. So he'll start that stuff this week, and we'll just kind of see how far away he is.
We just spoke with Delanie Walker a few minutes ago, and he had a jack-of-all-trades role when he was out here. They lined him up in various spots. Are you doing similar things with him there, or is it more of a traditional tight end role for him in Tennessee?
No, it's similar, and I think that's why what attracted us to him was that we know he did that there. We know that he could play in the backfield, the fullback position, which we'll do with him also. He'll play in the line of scrimmage. He'll split out. And that's why we were interested in a player like him, because it fits our offense also, just like it does in San Francisco. And with us, obviously, he's getting more playing time, because of the tight end situation there with Davis. So this was a good fit for him, we felt. And so it's been good. I mean, he was a little slowed because of the injury. He had the knee scope, missed all of training camp, which I think was hard because his getting a feel for our offense and what we do. I think it's been a work in progress now as the season's gone on, because he missed the whole preseason. But he's been great for us. He's a good leader for us in the locker room. When you get a guy that's come off a championship team, a team that's had success the last couple of years, like San Francisco has, it's been helpful in the locker room also. So he's what we thought he'd be, and I think as we get in the second half of the season, I think he'll even be putting up bigger numbers.
If there was a blemish when he was in San Francisco, it was that he had a few drops the last couple of seasons. What are his hands like? What's your assessment of his hands?
They've been good. I mean, he's had very few drops that way. That hasn't really been a problem here that we've seen. Actually, the one time he did fumble, he got up and recovered it, and in Pittsburgh in the first game, and then he's made some very good catches so far, so good. So, that's not a concern, and so far it's been good. So we don't see that as a problem.
Mark, you became a little. He became a very good blocker during his career with the 49ers. Obviously, you have some expertise in that area. I assume you knew about his blocking ability, but I guess what's your assessment of that area of his game?
Well, you're right. I think he's gotten some great training there at San Francisco, and then we do a lot of similar things that they do. Our mindset's very similar in how we approach the game with the offensive line, the tight ends, and how they have to work well together. So that he's had good training, and that was another encouraging thing for us, knowing that he's used to doing a lot of things we're asking him to do. And so that he's picked up where he's left off as far as that's concerned, because a lot of the same concepts that they trained him to do, we're taking advantage of. So, that's why we thought it was such a good fit for us. And he was coming on strong there at San Francisco and then doing what was asked of him there, and now he's just getting more reps here is all he's getting to do a lot of the same things. So, and he's becoming more and more of a target for our quarterback, and he and Jake, before Jake got hurt, were really connecting well. So I'm looking forward to getting that going again. But he's fitting here real nice.
Over the last 8 months, he's become involved with MAD and has been vocal against drunk driving. As a coach, do you welcome that in the locker room? Just somebody with a veteran who comes in with a message like that for the younger players.
We definitely do. I think you want these guys to be difference makers on the field and off the field, and I think we stress that quite a bit here, and I think most teams in the NFL do the same, because these guys make a difference, and they can because of the platforms they have with being an athlete, being a great athlete, being part of a professional football team, that these guys look forward to that, especially on a Tuesday and their days off. It encourages these guys to get out and get involved in some way, no matter how small it may be. And obviously, he's got a bigger platform, and he is a great example to the other guys here. And I think that's why the community gets excited about your team. They see that you're giving back to the team, it's important, or to the community, it's important to you. You're not just doing it because you think it's something you should do, it's because it's something you want to do. And so, on that regard also, he's been a great example to these young players that we have here on this team.
Coach, you were talking about how the 49ers kind of gotten back to what they do well in terms of running the football. So how do you treat Kaepernick now? He hasn't been running like some people saw, obviously, last season. But how are you going to approach him?
Well, I hope he continues not to run against us. He's just a big time weapon. I mean, we got to know him a little bit because we spent time with him when we were making the decision on a quarterback back during the draft. So we knew he'd be, you knew this kid would be a special player just because he has such a passion for the game, and he's so big and so athletic, and so he's been fun to watch. I've enjoyed watching him play, and I don't think he should run. You don't want a quarterback running too much. I mean, you're not going to hold up. I don't care who you are, and so I think it's smart that he's not. The less he runs, probably the better. He'll run enough just being in the pocket and buying time and doing those type of things, and you mix in the read zone and things like that he can do, obviously. But I think if when you have Frank Gore, I think you want him running the ball as much as possible. And I think what they do with Collins is exactly how it should be done. I mean, he's a guy you have to prepare for. You have to worry about it because all the things he can do, you have to adjust your rush lanes. I mean, he already does all that with defenses have to work and be smart with, and knowing that there'll be a player, too, that he's going to take off. So he's a great weapon, and obviously we've seen a pass when he was passing the ball a lot earlier in the season. He could do what's asked of him. So he's a young player, and he's just going to get better and better. Just like we feel our guy here, Jake, is the same way. We feel the more they play, the better they get. And he's one of those guys that's going to be around the league a long time and be very successful.
What struck you about the evaluation process before the draft about Colin?
I liked it. Just sitting and watching tape of him, I mean, we spent time on that way. I just thought he really had a great feel. I know their offense, everyone was concerned because they had the spread offense and weren't in the conventional under the center and like he's doing now. And so you're always trying to project, how will he do? And obviously he's done very well. I just think he stood out. It's his size. I mean, it's, my gosh, this guy's a man. I mean, this guy looks, he looked just a good-looking kid that was smart and had a lot of, had a great, a passion for the game. And that's kind of what always strikes me with players. Is the guys that really love what they do and are excited about the challenge ahead. And he was one of those guys that's why I wasn't surprised when, I saw him, all of a sudden he was starting last year and making plays, because you knew that's how competitive he was, and that didn't surprise me at all. It was just hard to project when that would happen. And I think he got to the right place, the right organization, with a good football team and a good offensive system that he fit right into. So, you could tell how much he loves the game, enjoys playing. It's fun watching him play, even for a guy on another team.
Mike, that might be it.
I'm sorry. Okay, thanks.
Good. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.